Workday Afternoon Replay from Money FM 89.3. Health Suite with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to Health Suite. I'm Clarissa Montero. Travelling overseas for a holiday has become a common practice among many Singaporeans, be it in the company of friends or family, with figures from the Singapore Department of Statistics showing more than 10 million outbound trips made by Singaporeans in 2018. This should not be a surprise with the multiple options that allow affordable trips to a long list of countries around the world. But while there is much fun to be had by going abroad on vacation, there are certain risks that could spoil such trips with various medical problems. Some may occur unpredictably, but many are preventable by taking the right approaches to ensuring one's health is stable and in good condition. Money FM 89.3 welcomes Dr. Chester Lan, resident doctor, DTAP Clinic Group, to talk about some of the common ailments and situations which may arise on a holiday, how to avoid them, and what can be done should it happen. Doctor, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. Now, okay, let's get right down to it. What are the most common health problems that travellers face while they're on holiday?
Well, there are many common health problems that travellers do face. Mm-hmm. The most common one is probably gastrointestinal and respiratory tract infections. Mm-hmm. Cuts, scrapes, burns and bites are common as well. Sure. Sometimes allergies may affect a person when they're travelling. Mm-hmm. Physical exhaustion with dehydration, jet lag, motion sickness, many things can affect a person. Well, it sounds like it may be dangerous to travel, as a lot of these actually can be mitigated and avoided as well.
So how do we mitigate some of the more common ailments? Let's talk about jabs. Let's talk about meds that people should bring in their travel on case.
Mm-hmm. Well, the most important thing to know is the area that you're going to. Mm-hmm. If the area you're going to is lesser developed nation, for example, with lousy sanitation or, you know, access to healthcare is not as easy as we can get in Singapore, then you should put yourself in the best position to avoid falling sick. One of the most common things that people do fall sick overseas is because of improper exposure and improper preparation. So, for example, let's talk about gastrointestinal infections. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, these kind of infections occur due to exposure to contaminated food or drinks. So that's, for example, improper exposure. If you're on an aeroplane and you're sitting in close proximity to people around you, you may be exposed to a variety of harmful bugs. That's improper exposure as well.
Right.
Yeah.
So what can you do?
So the most important thing is to make sure that you are less exposed to things like this. So, for example, if you are going to a place where it's poor sanitation, make sure you avoid drinking tap water, for example. If you are, you know, drinking from a glass, make sure that the glass is otherwise clean. Try not to drink with any ice in your drinks. If, let's say, for example, you're going on an aeroplane and there's someone coughing like crazy, if you have a face mask with you, you can just wear on the face mask to try to reduce your risk of contracting one of these illnesses.
Okay, let's talk about this ice. Actually, the only time I've ever gotten food poisoning or any of those gastrointestinal problems that you're talking about was through drinking drinks with ice that I shouldn't have been drinking drinks. I'm so careful about bottled water and all that, and never consider the ice.
That is one thing that even I am guilty of. My sister and I, 2 years ago, we were in Thailand, in Bangkok, and we took the same precautions as well. We, you know, we never drank from the tap. We always made sure that our utensils were clean, etc. But after going to a bar for drinks, two of us ended up vomiting away. So that is one thing that a lot of people actually forget about. Ice is actually made from tap water in many of these countries, and the tap water may not be the cleanest source of water, actually.
Right, yeah. Okay. So it's little things like that that we're not cognizant of, or just not top of mind, that maybe we should remind ourselves every once in a while.
Yes.
We're very careful about drinking the bottled water. Most of us even brush our teeth with bottled water and then go out and drink a drink with ice that we don't know where the ice came from, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What should we bring in the first place to travel in the region? What should we bring in our first aid box?
Well, a lot of people actually bring their own medication. Mm-hmm. Before we go into what medications you should bring, the most important thing is to just make sure that you know exactly what you're bringing.
Right.
For example, if you can just grab a whole bunch of medications, if you don't know the indications for the medications, if you don't know the dose for the medications, if you don't know how often you have to give the medications are not going to be particularly useful.
Right.
So know what the medications are for, and subsequently, you know, you can bring those medications. Mm-hmm. So in your first aid box, drugs, the general rule of thumb is anti-diarrhea medications, mm-hmm. Some antihistamines, for example, allergies, some painkillers for fever and pain. Yeah, so these are the main medications that most people would bring along with them in their first aid kit.
All right. And what about jabs that you can take to protect yourself from certain bugs? Do you recommend the flu shot before people go on vacation?
So yes, the flu shot isn't just meant for people who are going on vacation. The flu shot is actually meant for everybody every single year. So every year the flu shot changes. So do make sure you get your flu shot, especially if you're going on a holiday. But even if you're not going on a holiday, you should get your flu shot as well. But the flu is not the only thing that we are concerned about whenever people go on holiday. Mm-hmm. Things like the hepatitis A vaccine, the typhoid vaccine, a tetanus vaccine, and the meningitis vaccine. These are some of the other more common vaccines that people should get if you're traveling to crowded places, if you're traveling to an area where there is a risk of you contracting that disease.
Really? That's a lot of jams.
Yes, it is. So, interestingly, on the World Health Organization website and on the Center for Disease Control in the US, on their website, it actually lists a whole bunch of countries with the appropriate vaccines for that particular country. Mm-hmm. So before you go to your doctor, you can actually go onto the website and you can actually see which country you're going to and what vaccinations are needed and discuss with your doctor whether you should get the vaccine.
All right. Let's talk about parents traveling with children. There's definitely unique situations there. How do you keep your kids safe? How do you keep them healthy on vacation?
Well, I think the first thing, just like on the aeroplane, is to make sure that the parents themselves are healthy.
Right.
So if you're stressing out over your holiday, you know, if you are stressing out over where to go, the timelines to meet, your immune system is going to be weakened as well. Mm-hmm. So parents should make sure that they are in the pink of health before traveling.
Okay.
Specific to children, children do have a slightly more weakened immune system as compared to adults, especially if they're traveling, especially if they're going to a new place. So vaccinations for kids, extremely important one.
Okay.
Make sure that you have the appropriate medications for your children, be it whether is it for any acute conditions or for their chronic conditions, for example, asthma or allergic rhinitis. And just make sure your kids are sleeping well, eating well, drinking well as well during the holiday and just before the holiday as well.
Just before the holiday as well.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So if you are, you know, unwell before the holiday, that can put your immune system in a weakened state.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go on a holiday, when you're exposed to these new viruses and bacteria, you can actually fall sick a bit easier.
What about the obstacles that delay or put people off seeking proper treatment for health problems acquired overseas? I mean, now I remember I went to somewhere in Thailand on a dive trip and got an ear infection. Mm-hmm. And to get to the nearest good medical treatment place, which was very good, was also incredibly expensive, so that I could fly home to have that dealt with properly. Is there anything that they can do to protect themselves a little bit more? Find out where the nearest good doctor, clinic, hospital is to where they're traveling to, maybe?
Well, for your dive trip, if let's say, for example, you were on a dive boat and in the middle of the ocean, I think it's going to be a bit tough to get to the nearest hospital. But yes, I think if you were staying in a decent place, the hotel staff will be able to point you in a particular direction. Yeah. If you were planning the trip ahead of time, you can even source out what the local healthcare system is like.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can just bring your own medications, as mentioned. Having said that, for a ear infection, not many people bring along their own antibiotics. But I think that the thing that you were pointing towards is the issue of access.
Right.
And if you're in an unfamiliar area, if you don't know the healthcare system, you don't know where to seek medical attention, that is one of the huge stumbling blocks to seek medical attention. So don't wait for it to get so severe before you start seeking medical attention.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you get to healthcare staff early on before it progresses into something quite severe.
All right, let's talk about hydration. How important is it on holiday?
Hydration. That's what I tell all my patients. So we do know that if you are dehydrated, your immune system is weakened.
Mm-hmm.
You are going to be particularly stressed out. You're prone to things like physical exhaustion. So yes, and at the same time, on holiday, you tend to do a bit more walking. You tend to do a bit more strenuous activities as compared to our more or less sedentary lifestyle in Singapore. So yes, hydration. It's extremely important. And I myself right here, I have a cup of water right here.
Yeah. Right. So hydration, but be careful about your hydration and find out if the water is safe to drink.
Exactly. Yes.
All right. What are the serious outcomes of not properly and promptly treating, say, diarrhea?
So the worry about diarrhea whenever someone has diarrhea, it's dehydration. And dehydration in its most severe form can even lead to death.
Mm-hmm.
Not only do people get dehydrated from diarrhea, you can lose lots of electrolytes and lots of salts as well from the diarrhea. And that can actually result in, for example, your heart not beating as well, in lethargy and confusion, muscle weakness as well. So in terms of hydration with respect to diarrhea, make sure that, you know, if you're having diarrhea, make sure you get adequate hydration. There are many types of ways that you can hydrate yourself if you're feeling dehydrated. One of the things that is that has been shown to be the best way you can hydrate yourself is actually with oral rehydration salts, where there's an equal ratio of salt and sugar. So in order for your body to absorb the water, you need to absorb one molecule of sugar and one molecule of salt. Some people may recommend isotonic drinks, but isotonic drinks tend to actually have too much sugar in them and not enough salt. So as a general rule of thumb, I always recommend plain or good water, oral rehydration salts, second from that. But if, you know, an isotonic drink is the only thing that's safe for drinking, then go ahead and drink the isotonic drink.
So would you recommend in the travel first aid kit having electrolytes and salts?
Yes, oral rehydration salts can be bought at any pharmacy over the counter in Singapore. You can just keep 10 sachets with you just for hydration's sake.
To just bring them along. You may just not need them, but just bring them along, right?
Yes.
All right, so one of the other more serious things that can happen to a traveller is a mosquito-borne disease. What do they do if they're traveling and they start to show signs of, say, even dengue?
So especially in the Southeast area region where, you know, it's hot, mosquito-borne diseases are common. And dengue is not the only thing that we're concerned about. Dengue is one of the more serious ones that we're concerned about. But the other just as serious one is actually malaria.
Right.
So both of these may have similar symptoms in terms of fever, headaches, a bit of flu-like symptoms, a bit of rash. It's important to seek medical attention if you're not feeling well, especially if you've been plagued by mosquitoes.
Right.
In general, mosquito-borne diseases tend to occur in more forested areas. But having said that, you still can get malaria, you still can get dengue from an urban area as well. So just make sure you're in tune with your body. If you're feeling very unwell, you should seek medical attention.
Is there anything you can do to protect yourself prior to travelling?
So prior to travelling, for malaria specifically, yes, there is such a thing known as chemoprophylaxis, where you take anti-malarial medications before actually going on your holiday. And on the CDC website, the US CDC website as well, they do have a list of countries with a list of anti-malarials that is appropriate for the country. So for malaria, yes, you can do that. But in general, for mosquito bites, it's essentially what the government has been telling us all the time. Wear long sleeve clothing. You can use insect repellent on exposed skin if you're out. Mosquitoes tend to bite more from dawn to dusk as well. So you might want to be in an indoor area during that point in time. And yes, if you are in a mosquito prone area, you should take these measures as appropriate.
Yeah. All right. While we're talking about things that you can pick up, what about pre-existing conditions before traveling?
So a lot of people with pre-existing conditions, when they go on their travels, most of our patients actually do come and get the appropriate supply for the medications. That's the most important thing, that you actually have the medications for travel. As important as that pre-travel is to make sure that you're actually fit for traveling. So if your heart disease is not well controlled and you can't walk further than a couple of hundred meters, maybe you're not the best person to travel. Yes, delay your trip until everything is well controlled and then go for your trip.
Okay, final words of advice. Since this is a holiday week for many, many parents, what do you think? I mean, obviously, I always say travel, but be prepared. So what's your advice? How can they be best prepared to have a great vacation?
Well, before travel, what you should do is you should get your body in tip-top condition. Yeah, try not to stress out before the holiday and make sure everything has been prepped to your best of your abilities. On the holiday itself, what you can do is at the same time, try not to stress too much. We've provided you with some tips today.
Why would you be stressed? You're on holiday.
Well, true, but, you know, catching deadlines, meeting deadlines, you know, finding finances, if your kids are running all around you, you may become a little bit stressed on holiday as well. Sleep, a good amount of sleep each night, about 7 to 8 hours is good. Make sure you are adequately well hydrated. And probably the best advice that I can give you today is you might want to buy some travel insurance before your trip, so you don't have to worry about finances.
All right. We have been talking to Dr. Chester Lan, resident doctor, DTAP Clinic Group, on Health Suite about what to do prior to a vacation. This has been Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.